banks of the Columbia River today, because we're at the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup Fest, and it's really looking good here. The sun is out. We've got some amazing music all day long, really. But Troll Radio Review is kicking it off today with the incredible Denise Drake welcoming home Cavil Tice. And we've got a house band that is going to beat the band today. It's going to look really good. You're going to hear some good music. You're going to check in with Mr. Troll. We're going to have a blast. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly. Welcome to the show. Today is going to be really fantastic. You know, any Troll Radio show where you have to wear sunglasses, you know, that's going to make it all the better. Hey, Mr. Troll, I am detecting a hint of Mr. Troll. What's going on there, Mr. Troll?
Well, good morning there, Debbie, and good morning to everyone in the studio audience. Let's hear it.
Woo! Sweet audience today. There's going to be music here all day long, Mr. Troll. There are kids' activities, there are pumpkins, there are hula hoops, and there's even beer.
And there is clear skies and nice weather.
Oh, I couldn't be any happier. Kids and beer and hula hoops and pumpkins, that's perfect.
Yeah, but we have to get serious here for a moment.
Serious, yes, yes. We do. There are many serious things going on in our community because you know what? It's approaching November. What happens in November?
There is a mail-in election, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and one very important election that those of you who live in the city of Astoria is selecting our next mayor.
All right. And we are very fortunate today that KMUN's self-named political pundit, Mr. Troll.
That's me, everybody!
That's him.
Political pundit!
He has invited one of our mayoral, he's invited both of our mayoral candidates to come and join us on Troll Radio. Arlene Lemire could not make it today, but she's hopefully going to come next time in October. But today, where's that Larry Taylor?
There he is, let's hit it for
Larry Taylor. Welcome, Larry. You look so nice.
Thank you, Debbie.
That shirt is so white. It's just, I'm impressed. It's so clean.
Okay, now, Mr. Taylor, we are going to ask you some questions that we hope will, you know, show the people of Astoria where you intend to lead them if you are elected mayor. Are you ready?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, will you put on your blindfold, please?
A blindfold?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the next skit. I'm sorry, okay.
Okay,
Larry, you do not have to put on a blindfold. So here is the first question. Okay. Now, as you know, this is a kids' show. And so we'll begin with one of those. Larry, how do you feel about Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, or the Tooth Fairy?
I believe in treating everyone equally. But if I was to choose one, I would choose Santa Claus.
Why is that, Larry?
He's the one that I remember from the earliest part of my childhood.
Okay.
Good
let's
answer.
Let's go with the next one. Oh, by the way, Mr. Jim Dott prepared these questions for me. I want to thank them for that. Talk about your favorite made in or near Astoria movie.
Well, my favorite movie would have to be The Goonies.
No. Well, talk about it, Larry. Come on.
I've only seen it three times, so I think I have a lot to catch up on. But it's the movie that captured the imagination of an entire generation of people and have brought hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to Astoria every summer.
Okay, very good. All right, now let's go with the next one. On Halloween, which is coming up here pretty quickly, you know, do you tend to trick or treat, and why? You know, these are questions that will show us how he's going to lead us, you know, into the future.
And Halloween is before the election, so this one could be really important.
Yeah,
to your
so take your time, Larry. Take your time.
I believe in positive reinforcement, and so I always give lots and lots of candy to children who come to my door.
Okay. Let's hear it for that answer. That's a good one.
Now, I'm wondering if it will be organic candy and if it will be GMO-free.
That sounds like a trick question.
No, it's not. It's very simple.
No, it's a treat question, Larry.
GMO-free sugar. Yes, I will do my very best to provide GMO-free
sugar. All right.
Sugar.
Yay. Give it up for Mr. Taylor and the no GMOs.
Could I ask
All right.
a question?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You're not in favor of prohibition, are you?
No. Unfortunately, prohibition was a disaster.
Okay,
I hope we don't do that
again. Our final question.
Final question.
This is the most important one. How do you feel about goat control?
No, Mr. Troll, what
yeah.
are you talking about now? Gun control? We're not talking about gun control today.
Not gun control. Goat control. Very important issue for a troll.
Oh, of course, for a troll. You would be worried about those goats. So what do you think about those goats? You know, we have a lot of people urban farming here now, Mr. Taylor.
Well, you know, we teach spinning and weaving at the Astoria Fiber Arts Academy. And
of which you are a member.
Yes, and we love working with goat hair.
All right. So we assume that you're for a goat-friendly society.
Absolutely.
Goat-friendly society. GMO-free candy. Rock on, Mr. Taylor.
Thank
well,
you
thank
very
you
much.
Thank you very much. Let's hear it for Mr. Larry Taylor.
Yay.
And thank you for coming.
This thank
time.
You. Thank you.
All right. I'd like to welcome Cabell Tice. Cabell's been living away from the area for a while, and he has recently returned. He's been a lot of fun to have on Troll Radio in the past, and we're really happy to have him here today, right on the waterfront. Welcome home, Cabell.
Thank you.
You look good.
Thanks. It's been 2 long years and we've had enough. I can't send another postcard. We're giving up with a heavy heart. I'm watching you leave. Ooh. I go upstairs to my empty bed, to the pillowcase where you left your scent, and I'll sleep alone. Ooh. Ooh. I keep finding your hair in everything I own. I keep running from your ghost. I'm running from your ghost. I keep finding your hair in everything I own. I keep running from your ghost. I'm running from your ghost. Running from your ghost. I'm yours. Thank you. This song, this next song I wrote for my daughter Olivia, and it's called Olivia. This is my last song. Thank you for listening. It's called Sailing. Every time she walked by, every time she walked by, she would look at me like I was the ruler of a whole country. Every time she walked by, every time she passed me. But I never felt so alive before her. No, I never felt so alive before her. She asked if I would build a boat so we could sail across the sea. We'd run away to a place where no one would ever find us. We'd sail on down the west coast past Pacific City and Monterey. We'd run away to a place where no one would ever find us. But I never felt so alive before her. No, I never felt so alive before her, 'cause she makes me feel like sailing. She makes me feel like sailing. She makes me feel like sailing.
Waiting in the waiting in the wings here. Hey Denise, Denise traveled here from Nehalem today.
I'm exhausted.
Okay, I think you can catch Denise most Sundays here at the Sunday Market with the Nehalem Bay Winery.
That's
is that right.
Right? That's
sorry,
right.
A little bit of a commercial blurb in there, and that is a blurb because we don't do commercials.
Oh,
but
heck
no,
no heck
not on
no.
Coast Community Radio. Well, Coast Community Radio and the Fort George Brewery and the Pacific Northwest Brewfest are happy to welcome you here to play some music.
Thank you, Debbie Twombly. Thanks for having me.
Great.
I love Troll Radio. How many years you been doing your Troll Radio, little lady?
You know, we are going on 16 years
That's
of doing
incredible.
Troll Radio. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I'm pretty...
So I was two when you started, and
yeah,
I've enjoyed it every week.
We're glad to
every
have
single
you.
Week. Well, I'm like Debbie's little trained monkey. I always come here with my own set list, and then she says, but wait, don't you play that song? So I'm going to play a little song that I'm sure you've heard me play before, so my little dancers can get up. The sun came out. The beer start. Is the beer flowing right now?
Bubbles.
You guys pouring right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bubbles.
We got beer, we got bubbles, we got dancers, and so I'm going to play a song that I know everybody can join in on. If you got a harmonica in G, you could join in on it too. In G. Sunny day, everything is A-okay. I'm on my way to where the air is sweet. You can dance. Won't you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Get lots of feedback. Yeah, getting down to Sesame Street. Thank you. I'm gonna play this while he adjusts up, 'cause you know we got sunny day chasing all my blues away. I'm on my way to where there's friends to meet. Can you tell me how to get down on Sesame Street? Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm doing a little Jimi Hendrix up here. Oh, there it goes. Thank you now. I said, sunny day, chasing all my blues away. I'm going way down where I can drink some beer and dance with my friends. We're gonna get down. Ooh, I like it. Get down now, now, now. I know more of you can dance. Come on, you can chair dance if you want to. I can chair dance. I'm dancing in Uggs. I said, sunny day, everything is A-okay, yeah. I'm on my way to where there's friends to meet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Oh, come on, I got a few ideas. How we can get down to the Brewfest right there at Sesame Street. Well, you know what I can do? I can hop in my little red car, but with the price of gas, that won't get me too far. Or I have a little cart that I can pull by a goat. Or better yet, let's hop in the boat and go down the river now. Oh, you know they like to dance there. Hop in the boat, go down the river now. Oh, I said, sunny day, everything Can you tell me how to get down to Sesame Street? Oh, I know you know how to get to Sesame Street. Oh, come on now. I wanna see Big Bird and have a couple cookies. You know who I'm talking about. Throw that broccoli out. I wanna sit on the couch and see if I can get old Oscar the Grouch off the can. Man, 'cause he likes to count. He likes a countdown. He likes a count. He says 1, 2, 3, ho, ho, ho. 4, 5, 6, ho, ho, ho. 7 and 8. Now I said, sunny day, chasing all my blues away. I'm gonna go where there's friends to meet. Can you tell me how to get? I know you got an idea. How to get to Sesame Street. Oh, don't you forget to go now. Don't forget to go. Would you tell Grover I'm on my way? Let's go.
Hello, everybody.
All right, I'm showing my true colors. Those people were very influential to me. That's no lie. I'm going to play a little song. I didn't write it, but it's one of my favorite new songwriters. And probably if he heard me say new songwriter, he would just laugh. Because his name is Lucas Nelson. He's Willie Nelson's son. And I like this generation of songwriting, so. I hope you like it. It's 4 a.m., no sleep to be found. You're facing my mind spinning round. Awake, I will dream. In my dream, you'll be there. And I can't seem to get away from you anywhere. Since the day I met you, my life's been a song. A sad song, a love song, with hate in between. You'd be breaking my heart. It was clear from the start. But my pen and my paper will keep my mind clean. And I can't breathe when you're around. My heart doesn't beat. My mouth doesn't speak. And I can't sleep because of the sound. Well, the sound of your memory is bringing me down. The sound of your memory is bringing me down. Oh, I can't see myself without seeing you. I can't touch anything that don't feel like you do. Every place that I go, I'll be searching for you. And it hurts me to know that you don't love me too. Oh, and I can't breathe when you're around. My heart doesn't feed, my mouth doesn't speak, and I can't sleep because of the sound. Well, the sound of your memory is bringing me down. Oh, the sound of your memory is bringing me down. Ooh, yeah, the sound of your memory is bringing me down. Well, thank you. And thank you, Lucas Nelson, for unofficially letting me play that song. All right, I'm going to play another shorty by another up-and-coming songwriter. Yours truly. No, you've heard it before. The fabulous Calamity Jane used to have a show, and she was kind enough to have me on it quite a bit on KMUN. And she wrapped up many a show with this song. I gotta go now, I wish I could stay. Surely have enjoyed how we passed the time away. Could say it's been groovy, could say it's been hot. I definitely say I like what you got. So baby, take it easy, baby, take it slow. Try not to forget me. I'll be back around before you know, and I'll see you when I see you. I see you when I see you, yeah, yeah. Do me a favor and take care of you. Try not to do anything that I wouldn't do. Some will try to cheat ya, some will try to steal. It's chicks like me, we know what is real. So baby, take it easy, baby, take it slow. Try not to forget me. I'll be back around before you know, and I'll see you when I see you. I see you when I see you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, now our time together has been so sweet. Oh, now I gotta go. I sure do appreciate what you did for me. Honey, I know that you know. I got to go now, I got to say goodbye. But I don't want no tears, and Debbie, would you stop that crying? Many a fine time we had at this place, just thinking about it keeps a smile on my face. So baby, take it easy, baby, take it slow. Try not to forget me. I'll be back around before you know, and I'll see you when I see you. I'll see you when I see you. Hey, hey, hey. I said, baby, take it easy, baby, take it slow. Try not to forget me. Oh, I'll be back around before you know, and I'll see you when I see you. See you when I see ya. See you when I see ya. See you when I see ya. Hey, hey. I see you when I see ya now. I see you when I see ya now. I see you when I see ya now. See you when I I'll see you. Hopefully sooner than later, my sweet friends. Thank you.
Well, you bet. We're going to see you at the end of the show, too, Denise, when all of the artists from Troll Radio Review get together to rock you on out and get you ready for the next band. Well, we've got something to do right now. We've got to take care of some business here with Mr. Troll, so I'm going to slip down this way and see what Mr. Troll has planned. I think he's got some guests coming up, so I'll let them take their spots, and I'm going to run around the other side, and Mr. Troll's going to celebrate the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup.
Let me explain what we have going on here right now. We have a beer tasting competition. And so I'm going to ask the participants to come up on stage right now and take your places behind a microphone, and we will be talking to you directly. Make sure you have your blind... Oh, they do. Okay, before we begin, we have the representatives with their craft beers here, and we will be talking about the three beers. They will be talking about the three beers that our contestants will be sampling today. And so
where do we begin?
Should we put the blindfolds right. on?
No, well, not yet. Okay.
The wit beer that we brew at Hondo's is typical of a wit beer in the beginning, but then we go outside the box using a citra hop and some German Weizen yeast, which has a banana note to it. So it is a little hoppier than a typical wit beer, but it, like I said, it is a wit beer to start out with. We just go outside the box and break all the rules after that. So enjoy.
Thank you.
No, 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 no! Put it back down.
Hi, I'm Mark Zeck from Mill City Brew Works. We've got our Imperial IPA. It is a Northwest style, but a big beer. 10% alcohol, 7 different hop varieties. But it is a well-balanced, delicious beer. So I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
What are they called?
He said it's an Imperial IPA.
Imperial.
All right, the third beer we have is from Hopworks Urban Brewery out of Southeast Portland. It is a Baltic Porter. It's called Cronin. Baltic Porter. It's a very strong, heavy, intense porter. It's going to be fabulous.
All right. Now, I would like the contestants to, go ahead, put your blindfolds on. Go ahead. Go ahead. Put the blindfolds on. Okay. Now, let's start there on the right with the tall fellow. Would you? I would like the contestants to introduce themselves and give their credentials as an expert beer taster. Yes, let's start with you on the right, the tall guy.
Hello, Dave Crabtree. And even though I can drink Old Milwaukee on a warm day, I definitely appreciate all the wonderful craft beers that are brewed in the area. I drink them regularly. Thank you.
Okay, now the next person there in the middle.
My name's Kim Magdaly. I'm from Battleground, Washington, and my personal mission is to hit every microbrewery within a 200 to 300 mile radius. And so it's the love for the beer, and you know, being from a Washington State, an amazing wine country. I will tell you, a good brewmaster is worth as much as any wine maker. So we just enjoy it and love it and continue on.
Well, thank you very much. And finally, here on the extreme left,
my name
or your right, my left, yeah.
I like extreme
left. Left, right, or in the middle. Go ahead, Larry.
My name is Larry Taylor.
Step up to the mic there. Okay, there you go.
My name is Larry Taylor. I'm a candidate for mayor of Astoria.
Now, wait a minute. That skit is over. Go ahead, Mike.
And I did drink beer in my youth. But I fully support everything that they do.
But you're going to drink some now, right?
I'm going to break my...
No, nose. Wait, Debbie, we're not ready yet. Okay, now the rules. Okay, now, Debbie, put down the beers so that they don't know which one you're doing. Okay, all right, no. Okay, now, if you think it is Hefeweizen, you will put up one finger. If you think it is IPA, you put up two. And if you take, what was that last one? A porter. You put up three. Now we will test your intelligence, okay? What? Put up the finger for the Hefeweizen. Okay, very good. Put up the finger for the IPA. Put up the fingers for the porter. All right, that's how they'll know. Okay, so now we will give you the first one, and don't drink it until we tell you to, please. No, actually, go ahead. You can drink it as soon as you get it. Make sure you drink it all. Get it down there. Okay, they are now. Okay, now put up the fingers. What you think it is. Put up the fingers. We have one person there that is doing it. Don't peek out of those blindfolds. David, put that blindfold back on. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. There it is. And so that was, I'm not going to tell you which one it was. Put your finger down and Larry, not the middle finger, okay? Okay, now. I will now reveal to the studio audience what that one was, but not to you guys, so you don't know what the next one is. It was... All right. Here is the next one. You may go ahead and sample it. Okay, now they're putting up the fingers. Let's take a look there. Okay, you can put your fingers down. And that one I will now reveal to the studio audience what that one was. Now here is the final one. Go ahead, they are just throwing them down, aren't they, peoples? Let's give it to these guys. They are doing pretty well, too. Okay, and here is the last one. Put up your fingers.
Make up your mind, Larry.
Okay. All right, you may take off your blindfolds now. All right, so the score was Mr. the tall guy there on the end, you were 3 for 3. Yeah. Debbie, will you give the rewards out now, please?
Yeah,
you want to tell the peoples what the rewards are and how they can get those themselves?
The rewards are very, very cool tokens that you also can get, but these guys get them because they were such amazing sports. Yeah, when you buy your mug for the beer tasting today, you will receive some tokens, and those tokens are good for tastes of the amazing brews that we have here at the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup. So let's see how many I have, and I will divide them by 3.
Okay, wait, I have to tell the... Okay, just hold on, Debbie.
Okay, hold on. Last year you accused me of stealing them, and I'm not. I'm giving them out. I'd like to give people things.
That was last year. Okay.
Yeah. If I have it in my pocket.
The fellow there in the middle, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Kim.
3 for 3. Let's hear it.
Ooh. Thank you. Yay, enjoy.
So you can hand out their prizes there, and we'll save this guy here on the end for the last.
Okay.
Ben, on the end here, who indicated he drank more beer earlier in his life than he does now.
Oh.
2 for 3. So, okay, all right. Now, do you think we should reward him even though he was only... All right.
Anybody who keeps a white shirt clean for this long in the morning deserves an award.
Yeah. More practice. He probably does. Okay. Okay, so I would like you all to give a hand to our contestants here this morning. And thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Troll. Mr. Troll really puts his heart and soul into these events, and I think we need to give Mr. Troll a big old hand. Yay, Mr. Troll. He's been at it for a long time. Well, it's time for us to get the house band up here. And we have got an incredible house band today. The house band just kept growing and growing this week, and those are the times that I am the happiest on Troll Radio. So we're going to get the house band up here. I know they've got some great tunes ready for you. And while they're all pulling on up here, I want to let you know that down here at the Pacific Northwest Brewfest, there are activities for everybody. Purple Cow Toys is sponsoring a kids stage, and there's some really neat things happening down there. Katie makes her very own hula hoops and is such an amazing supporter of this community. So go over and support Purple Cow Toys. Do some playing. Oh, they're making giant bubbles. I see enormous bubbles. There is a bubble blower that's enormous over there. You can make bubbles. It's hula hooping. I have no idea what else is going on over there. I haven't been there yet. There are food vendors here. We've got, of course, brewers from around the state, from around the Pacific Northwest. And it's going to be a great day. So if you're listening on the radio right now and you are within driving distance, I highly suggest you get over here. The sun is shining. The river is just sparkling. There are some lovely ships and boats. And there's no way you can't be happy here today. Oh, I should probably mention, too, it appears to be a very dog-friendly event. There are happy dogs all over the place, and hopefully the happy dogs' owners are cleaning up after their dogs, because I don't want to step on anything yucky today. Well, are we ready here, Mr. Moore?
We are ready.
We're really lucky this time. It just happened that Murphy and Midda, a duo from Seattle, were in town, and so they agreed to join the house band. So what do you have ready for us?
They're going to do a song featuring our good friend Murphy. It's called Froggy Went A-Courtin'.
Old Froggy lived upon the hill, Old Froggy lived upon the hill, Old Froggy lived upon the hill, he's rough and tough like Buffalo Bill, Old Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, Old Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, Old Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, sword and pistol by his side. He went up to Miss Mousie's door. He went up to Miss Mousie's door. He went up to Miss Mousie's door. Knocked so hard his fist got sore. He said, Miss Mousie, will you marry me? He said, Miss Mousie, will you marry me? He said, Miss Mousie, will you marry me? I'll build you a house and a cherry tree. Old Mousie said, I can't do that. Miss Mousie said, I can't do that. Miss Mousie said, I can't do that. You have to ask my Uncle Rat. Oh, Uncle Rat, he's gone to town. Oh, Uncle Rat, he's gone to town. Oh, Uncle Rat, he's gone to town. Buy Miss Mousie a wedding gown. Thank you. uh-huh. Oh, where will the wedding breakfast be? Down in the hollow by the old oak tree. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Oh, what will the wedding breakfast be? Uh-huh. Oh, what will the wedding breakfast be? Uh-huh. Oh, what will the wedding breakfast be? Cornbread, cabbage, and black-eyed pea. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Piece of cornbread left on the shelf, uh-huh. There's a little piece of cornbread left on the shelf, uh-huh. There's a little piece of cornbread left on the shelf. You want any more, you gotta sing it yourself. Became a soldier, a Virginia volunteer. I left the farm and family, but as I fell in step, I could hear my Peggy crying on a Shenandoah wind. Take this pack from my shoulder. Let me rest here, my friend. Tell my Peggy I still love her. I'll be home on the Shenandoah wind. The days are hot and dusty, the nights are bitter cold. We followed General Jackson up and down the valley road. We've met the Yankee army, and through the smoke and din, I could hear my Peggy crying on a Shenandoah wind. Take this pack from my shoulder. Let me rest here, my friend. Tell my Peggy I still love her. I'll be home on the Shenandoah. March along the hills, I whisper on the waters and I blow across the field, back through the Blue Ridge Mountains, through the place I love so dear, where I kiss my Peggy and I wipe away her tears. Take this pack from my shoulder, let me rest here, my friend. Tell my Peggy I still love her. I'll be home on the Shenandoah wind. I'll be home on the Shenandoah.
This is another Carter Family song. It's called Dixie Darling.
I gotta do something here about this microphone.
I'm gonna take a second here.
I'm not gonna be able to do it quite
I
that
really
way.
Like these guys. That's Murphy and Mid-Owl. Playing a couple tunes for you up there.
What key are you, Jerry?
This is in the key of F.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All
this
right.
This is Dixie Darling. This is a parlor song from the early 1900s. It's called My Dixie Darling. Way down below the Mason-Dixon line, there's where the honeysuckles are entwined. There's where the southern winds are blowing. There's where the daisies are growing. Girls in the north in the gay finery, whirling around in society. But I'm singing a song about my Dixie darling, where I long to be. My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silver moon. With my banjo right in tune, my heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. I'm going down south, gonna have a big time. See my girl down in old Caroline. Drink my booze, do as I please. All those girls I long to squeeze. Singing a song about my Dixie darling. Well, there's where I long to be going. Down where the jelly roll's rolling with my Dixie queen. My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silver moon. With my banjo right in tune, my heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silver moon. With my banjo right in tune, my heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen.
All All right. Thanks to an amazing, amazing house band. Thanks for coming down from Seattle. Man, that's a joy to have you here. Well, I want to say thank you to everybody who has made this happen today. By the way, the Pacific Northwest Brewfest is a fundraiser for a Class of Community Action, and a lot of people are helped by this event, a lot of people who need a little bit of a boost. So you're doing something good if you're working here today. A lot of volunteers have made this happen, so if you see somebody volunteering, tell them thanks for their time. Troll Radio Review is a collaborative effort of Coast Community Radio and the Fort George Brewery, and we sure appreciate those two things. We've got all our musicians up here getting ready to go.
Yeah, they're
getting ready.
The beer waits.
Song. Okay, yes. Coming up next here at the Brewfest is the Cedar Shakes. They're also here from Nehalem, and I believe we're going to broadcast live for a little bit longer. We've got Todd. Yay, Todd. Todd's here ready to help out. He's always got a good spirit for community radio. So thanks to all of you for being here today. Get in out here and take part in the kids' events, take part in the adult events, and enjoy this beautiful sunshine. See you next month back over at Fort George, last Saturday of October. We're going to have some fine music.
Listen, all sing, people. Here we go now, 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 now. I said, stir it up. I know you're gonna sing with me eventually. I said you got to stir it up. Yeah, now, yeah, now. Little darling, you stir it up. Oh, 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 yeah. Here we go now. It's been a long, long time since I had you on my mind. Now you are here, and it's so very clear. There is a soul